It's time for High Plains Public Radio's weekly program, Growing on the High Plains. Here's Skip.
Every child of the South knows that if you eat black-eyed peas on New Year's Day, you'll have good luck throughout the coming year. But a search for the reasoning behind this belief shows the lore comes from varied sources, based on both fact and fantasy. In ancient times of the Pharaohs and Romans, the eating of simple foods, such as peas, beans, and lentils, showed humility, thus keeping the consumer from appearing vain. And since vanity was a vice that would incite the wrath of their many gods, it was thought wise to occasionally partake of lowly fare to keep one in good stead with the rulers of the heavens. The black-eyed pea was brought to the West Indies from Africa and became a staple of the diet of slaves aboard slave ships bound for America. Consequently, by the 1700s, the black-eyed pea was growing prolifically in our southern states. Being a legume, the plant held nitrogen-fixing qualities that improved the soil for the next year's growing season. It's thought by some that this was a primary reason it was believed lucky to eat black-eyed peas on New Year's Day, as early-day farmers saw good crops emerge during the coming year from fields that had previously grown black-eyed peas. Other folklore, based partially on fact, harks back to the Civil War, when advancing Northern troops burned much of the crops in the South. It seems the Yankees looked upon the black-eyed pea vine as a weed or forage for animals instead of humans. They left the tangled masses of black-eyed pea foliage standing, and as luck would have it, many Southerners were kept from starvation's door by eating the dried peas throughout the winter. Some folks believe the eating of black-eyed peas on New Year's Day will bring riches and wealth. In fact, some old-time recipes for the vegetable, teamed with collard greens and hemp fat, refer to the peas as coins and the collards as folding money. Black-eyed peas are known by many names, from southern peas to crowders to cream peas. The term cowpeas probably came from those Yankees who considered the vine a forage for livestock, and my grandmother always planted purple hulls, a white pea with a pinkish eye and a streaky purple hull that stripped away quite easily for shelling if you let them set out for a day to dry a bit. Perhaps the most fanciful research I came across about the black-eyed pea doesn't have anything to do with why they are eaten on New Year's Day, but how they should be consumed. When you sit down to eat your good luck peas, be sure to have the front door and the back door of the house open, so any bad luck hanging around from the past year can go out and the good luck for the new year can come in. And now that I think about it, that's probably another reason that Yankees must be taught about growing and eating black-eyed peas. Not only are their gardening zones too cold to get a good standing crop, but it's usually far too cold to open up the house on New Year's Day to usher out the bad luck and welcome in the new.
Growing on the High Plains is a production of High Plains Public Radio. It's written and narrated by Skip Mancini, and it's produced by Brian Burrell. To hear more Growing on the High Plains, visit hppr.org.